Thank you, Madam Chair, and I have the next item if you're good for me to keep moving on.
What I'd like to do is finish up finalizations and then we'll take a break. So please, yes, let's move on to number seven.
Excellent. So next is the Pete Lean and Son Shooting Sports Complex fee proposal. And I did want to take a moment. We did receive one comment during the open mic today. There were no other written comments or no other comments that I'm aware of. One thing that I did want to address is in regards to the cultural resources out on the property there. What I would let you know is that we did take that very seriously, and as part of our environmental assessment, we conducted what's called a Class 3 Intensive Cultural Resources Survey. So that was conducted by a third party in consultation with the State Historic Preservation Office. And as part of what I mentioned is our environmental assessment. So a fairly large undertaking to understand the cultural resources on the property and what we need to protect and things of that nature, along with that environmental assessment, which looks at a broader variety of things throughout the property. And last, I would mention that we were issued a finding of no significant impact by the Fish and Wildlife Service. And so I just quickly wanted to state that to let you know that we do take that seriously, and that's important to us. And we did put some great time and effort into that. But moving on then, the proposal that we have in front of us is to create rule to establish a day permit, an annual permit, and event permits for the Pete Lean and Son shooting sports complex, excuse me. Just to let you know, construction is continuing, and we're going to be opening soon. We're looking at opening in October here. Things are moving right along, and really exciting times. Excited to get the doors open on the facility so folks can get out there and start using it. As we discussed at our last meeting, the maintenance and operation on the facility, right now with our draft maintenance and operation plan, we're expecting a minimum of $360,000 to annually operate the facility here and take care of all that maintenance. So with that, we'd like to generate some revenue. And with that revenue, we can leverage federal funds, Pittman-Robertson funds, and they'll match our funds 3-to-1. And so we're able to get a really good deal here is what it amounts to, and use those federal funds along with any funds that we generate from permits here to cover those costs. Chris, you just had it up, or whoever did. Could you throw that map back up real quick, please? Thank you. So one thing that I wanted to stress with this proposal is that we are always going to offer a free opportunity to the general public, and we want to welcome the public out to this facility. We covered this at the last meeting, but there was a bit of confusion out in the media and such, and so I did want to stress that to the commission here that we will have that free opportunity, and this is open to the public, and we'll have lots of opportunities welcoming folks out with free classes and places to shoot and things of that nature. And we also are not going to charge those individuals that are 17 years of age or younger. But you can see on the map here, on the southern portion of the range, we have those 50 and 100 yard bays and the 300 yard bay, as well as the archery range, that will all be free to the public. And so kind of put that in perspective for you, there's 160 shooting positions on the pistol and rifle bays, and 140 of those will be free and open to the public. Now, we do have the areas that require the annual permit. So that would be our long range area, the shotgun area, and then that north range that includes the sporting clays range. And in those areas, we do see an elevated level of maintenance. There's extra costs with materials and machines. We'll have acoustical targets, for example, on the long range, which is a really nice feature, but does have an elevated level of maintenance and operation there, along with those shotgun areas that have throwers and clay birds and things of that nature. And so we do feel that a small fee is justified in these few areas here, but always maintaining that free opportunity for the public. So I just wanted to stress that again, that we do have that free opportunity, and we'll maintain that. All the funds that will be generated from these permits will go back into maintenance and operation of the facility. And as I mentioned, we'll be able to leverage that federal funding and cover those costs on an annual basis. So quickly, I'll go over the proposal here. The commission's currently proposed an individual day permit. And excuse me, Madam Chair, let me just take a step back. We did, our attorney, Nick, did take this to LRC for review, and they did have some input, and it was simply to change pass to permit. And so in the proposal here, you'll see that we reference permit versus pass, and it does not change the intent of the proposal, simply a suggestion on wording here that better fits what we're trying to do here. So I wanted to mention that. But getting back into the proposal, so an individual day permit for $20, an individual annual permit for $100, that family annual permit for $150, the annual club permit for $500, and we had a question on that at the open mic as well, and that club permit is for those clubs, the shooting sports clubs, and the example I gave at the last meeting was Prairie Thunder, which is largely a USPSA club that has a number of members throughout the Black Hills here. They want to make our range home base, for lack of better words. So they'll store equipment out there. They'll practice out there. They'll hold club meetings and things of that nature. And so what we'll do with those club permits is ask for that $500 fee on an annual basis, which will in turn give them storage space, additional access to the facilities, and things of that nature. And so that's what the annual club permit is. We have the competitive event permit, which will be $20 per competitor. And that's those shoots that we talked about. And as an example, we're holding the USPSA Area 3 match here in September. And so that's where we'll charge that $20 per competitor. And then the non-competitive events, which are just folks or groups or organizations that are coming out just to shoot and not necessarily competing in a event or a competition. For prizes and such. So with that, Madam Chair, I would take any questions and entertain some discussion here.
Very good. Thank you. Questions from the commission and or comments? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. John, do you foresee any other, what you referred to as clubs, being in contact for the same purpose that the one that you just described to us as a club that may want to use storage facilities and things like that? Or do you see these as just maybe one or two in the area out there for seeing using it?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Commissioner, yes. So absolutely. In fact, we've already been contacted by a number of clubs. There's a long range club as an example, the Black Hills Shootists. There's Cowboy Action Club that's another interesting story. They have a place right now that they're leasing, that actually the lease is up and it's not going to be renewed. And so they're really looking for somewhere to call home base. And so we're talking with those Cowboy Action Shooters as well. But there are, you'd be surprised, the number of groups, organized groups out there and the different shooting disciplines that are looking for a place to kind of call home base and, as you mentioned, store their equipment here, be able to practice and things of that nature. So, yeah, we do anticipate a number of clubs that will be interested in this opportunity.
Very good. Additional questions, comments from the commission? Seeing none, we do need a motion to move forward with this particular item.
Move
to approve by Commissioner Locken, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. Very
thank
good.
You.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Canta, did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Nope, just thank you, Madam Chair. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, sir. And with that, we're going to take a short break, a 15-minute break, and when we come back, we will take up the two proposals, the AIS species list and the mountain lion hunting season. We will be at ease for 15 minutes.